Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
皆さん、こんにちは。アメリカは愉快だのコーナーへようこそ。I'm Kay.
Welcome. I'm Joe.
前回メリーナちゃんとヒロ君が金曜日の夜どこに飲みに行くかっていうのを話し合っていましたね。で今回はいよいよ出発します。でもその前にちょっとジョー先生に質問したいことがあります。アメリカですごい人気なアルコールっていうのは何なのか聞いてみたいと思います。 So Joe, what are the most popular alcoholic drinks in the US?
First of all, I checked out a survey from Gallup poll, which is really famous, right?And it said that about 62% of Americans, adults, sometimes drink. 62% sometimes drink. Right. And that means about 38% never drink, right?
Okay.
Well, that's kind of interesting. What do you think in Japan it is?
I don't know, but I think a lot of businessmen drink every Friday night.
That's true. But also, people in Japan, adults do not drink too. According to a Shunkan News survey of a lot of people, that's kind of a website in Japan, it's about the same. About 70% of Japanese sometimes drink, and about 30% say they never drink. It's like that. And what is the most popular drink? What do you think is the most popular drink, Kay, in America?
Maybe it could be beer.
That's right. It's beer in America. About...According to the Gallup poll, about 40% of American adults who drink say that beer is their number one drink. How about in Japan? What do you think? According to that Shunkan News survey, it's about the same, actually.
Oh, really?
Right, about 35% of adults in Japan say that beer is their favorite alcohol.
Yeah,
so it's about the same.
Too.
Right, 40% in America and 35% in Japan. And how about in America...What do you think is the second most famous drink? Okay, any guess?
Could be like whiskey?
Good guess, but no.
Rum?
No. Number two, of course, is wine.
Oh!
Wine, right.
Gosh.
About 30% like wine. And then all those mixed drinks like whiskey and rum, those are another 30% like that. All the mixed drinks like that. In Japan...number two is shochu. About 17%.
Okay.
17% say it's their number one drink of the people who drink, right? And number three in Japan is wine, which is about 12%.
Okay.
And sake is about 10% of drinkers say that's their favorite, like that.
さてさて、今日はヒロ君とメリーナちゃん、どんなお酒を飲むのかちょっと見てみたいと思うんですが、どうやらトラブルが発生しています。ヒロ君は ID をこう見せてくださいって言われることがあるかもしれないから、念のためパスポート持ってくねというふうに言ってます。In case で念のためという意味です。
Right, in case means if, if, right,、
okay.
and it's always the future.
Okay.
For example, next weekend, in case it rains, we won't go. It means if it rains, we won't go.Always a future. In case, it means if.
で、メリーナちゃんここでどれぐらいひどいパスポートの写真なのか見せてよというふうに言ってます。Dorky で救いようのないぐらいひどいとかっていう意味です。
Yeah, it's kind of a funny word.
Yeah.
Don't be so dorky.
Dorky.
Or your photo is really dorky.
Uh-huh.
It looks kind of strange.
Yeah.
Like that.
で、そこでメリーナちゃん、あることに気づきます。はヒロって二十歳なの?っていうふうに言ってます。ヒロ君は会った時にそう言ったでしょうというふうに言ってましたが、メリーナちゃんはどうやら忘れていたようです。で、どっちにしろあなたはバーには行けないわというふうに言います。Either way で、どっちにしろという意味です。
Right, either way, very easy, right?
And I think this bud means buddy.
That's right.、
Mm-hmm.
It's an easy way to say my friend. Hey, bud, what do you think about like that? Especially men say it. But I guess maybe girls can say it too.
Maybe, yeah.、Mm-hmm.で、なんとアメリカだと21じゃないとお酒は買えないんですね。で、まあでもメリーナちゃんどうやらバーテンの友達がたくさんいるようで、多分なんとかなると思うよというふうに言っていますが、ヒロ君、OK、でももし捕まったら英語できないふりしようとっていうふうにちょっと悪いこと言ってます。To get arrested で逮捕されるという意味ですね。
Right. Hiro says that if he gets arrested, he is pretending...that he doesn't speak any English.
今日の面白い表現最後ですが to pretend でふりをするという意味です。
Yes, if he gets arrested, he's pretending that he cannot speak English. That's a good idea,
yeah, don't
right?
Don't do that, don't do that.
Everybody, yeah, don't get arrested, right?
それではまずはゆっくりのスピードで聞いてシャドーイングをしてみてください。その後ナチュラルなスピードで聞いてみましょう。
I'm ready to go bar hopping. Let me just grab my passport in case they ask for ID.
Oh, let me see. How dorky your passport photo is.
The photo is.Pretty bad. But here,
all of my official photos are bad too. Haha. Hey, wait a minute, Hiro. You're only 20?
I told you that when we met.
Well, I forgot. Either way, sorry, but no bars for you.
What?
You have to be 21 to buy alcohol in the States.
Seriously? You only have to be 20.In Japan.
It's okay. I know a few bars that aren't too strict. And I have a lot of bartender friends.
All right. But if I get arrested, I'm pretending I don't speak any English.I'm ready to go bar hopping. Let me just grab my passport in case they ask for ID.
Oh, let me see how dorky your passport photo is.
That photo is pretty bad. But here...
All of my official photos are bad too. Hey, wait a minute, Hiro. You're only 20?
I told you that when we met.
Well, I forgot. Either way, sorry, but no bars for you.
What?
You have to be 21 to buy alcohol in the States.
Seriously? You only have to be 20 in Japan.
It's okay. I know a few bars that aren't too strict, and I have lots of bartender friends.
All right. But if I get arrested, I'm pretending I don't speak any English.
こんなにたくさんお酒の話をしてしまったので、皆さんちょっと飲みたくなってるんじゃないかと思いますが、あまり飲みすぎないように気をつけましょう、お互いに。
Right, and we'll be back next time、with another episode in the adventure of Hiro and Momo. See you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Bye. Bye, take care.